Okay, obviously these are not good times and haven't been for us. But again, I thought our guys in the first half, I thought they fought hard. I thought the defense did a good job of keeping them out of the end zone. I didn't think we played well on offense at all. And I think we got to get better, and I take responsibility for that. And we got to make more plays, and we got to do a better job of finding a way to score. You know, again, it's tough because you know, this part of the season, there's some things that I thought maybe we start getting better at, and it looks like we're still not there yet. So we still got a ways to go, and I know that, and I can see it. But again, I'm not going to let these guys get down. We've got a big game next week here at home against New York, but we got to continue to keep learning from this. You know, there's just too many little things that are still sticking around our football team that's not giving us a chance to do what I think we can do. So we'll keep going. I think it's a concussion. He has a concussion, so obviously he'll end up in a concussion protocol and we'll go from there.
Hugh, why do you think protection was such an issue all day, especially when Pittsburgh came in with not a lot of sacks?
No question. I mean, I got to watch the tape, to be very honest with you, so I can see it. Sometimes it was physical matchups. Sometimes it was, you know, not getting a point correct. You know, it was a combination of a lot of things. You know, again, my hat's off to them. They did a good job and we did a poor job. So, but I do need to watch the tape, to be very honest with you. We can play better than that. There's no question about that. So that's disappointing.
What does it say that at the end of that half, they didn't think about a field goal? They said, hey, we're going to score a touchdown.
Yeah, they just I think they probably felt good about where they were defensively with our offense. And I think they felt like they were going to find a way to get the ball in. I think that's the aggressive nature of their coach. They're going to keep going and try to get the ball in. And they were able to do that.
How frustrating was it to have them get two extra chances on untimed
runs? Oh, yeah, it was frustrating. But, you know, again, you know, those are tough calls. And one that was made that I thought, you know, that it was kind of, it is what it is. You know, we got to find a way to keep them out of there. That's what it comes down to.
Do you think there was a delay of game on them involved?
I thought so. But obviously, I didn't call it.
You know, speaking of just how aggressive they were, do you think there was anything that was just like borderline over the edge in terms of some of the hits that you were seeing?
No. Mary Kay, this is football, you know, and it's a tough sport. And there were some hits out there that were, you know, I don't think they were borderline. You know, they called the ones that they called. You know, some guys launch from their team, and they call personal fouls. That's what they are. But it is football. So, I mean, again, it's tough.
How hard is it to watch your guys get, when they get hit physically so hard? Cody and then Terrell has to leave, and Josh is taking a beating. How hard is that for you watching?
Oh, it's tough. It's tough. But, again, you know, I think we all know what we're doing, you know, what we signed up for. It is football, and you're going to get some of those hits. And, you know, again, it's part of it. So we'll move forward.
Did you protest that non-delay? I mean, there's nothing they can do about it.
Nothing you can. You just said it's nothing you can do. You know, they either got to call it or not. It's not, you can't challenge it or anything like that. You got to eat it and live with it.
The fact that the Steelers were able to hang on to the ball for such long possessions, how demoralizing is that? And then how do you kind of remedy that?
We got to stop them. You know, you got to get some three and outs. I thought, you know, late in the third quarter, fourth quarter, our defense responded that way. And again, the offense got to pick the pace up over there. But, you know, they held on to the ball. That means that when we had it, we needed to do a better job. You know, we couldn't, as you can see, we didn't run it very well. We didn't throw it very well. We didn't do a lot of things very well. So, I mean, again, it's about our team. Our team's got to do their part. You know, on defense, we got to get them off the field. On offense, we got to try to keep the ball and make first downs.
Hugh, do you think you approach next week as if Josh would be starting, or do you think RG3 could be right?
No, I don't know much about Robert right now. You know, we'll just see where that is. But, I mean, we'll see where Cody is. And if not, you know, obviously Josh will have to go out there and play. And he'll go out there, and I'll expect Josh to play well, and he will. But we got to go back and fix some things quickly, you know, for these guys. Again, the players here at the Cleveland Browns are trying, and they're busting their tails. And I don't think anybody can question that, you know. But at the same time, we're just not – playing is good enough, or it's not happening for us right now to where we get a chance. Even when you feel like we're about to go back and grab momentum and things are going to start going something, you know, whether it's a turnover or something, you know, a sack or something pops up, and then all of a sudden we're right back where we were. So we just got to work through these things and keep pushing.
It just almost seems like the quarterbacks are, you know, in harm's way. It's like it's almost dangerous for them to be out there. What can you do to try to?
Well, we got to protect better. You just said it. I mean, I don't think it's from a lack of trying. I think our guys are trying. You know, I think I got to put them in better situations. And, you know, again, it all stems from the top, starts with me. So I got to put these guys in better situations. But today, I just thought, you know, as you looked out there, as things were unfolding and happening, their team made more plays than we did. And at the end of the day, that's what happens. You know, I don't want this group to go backwards any more than what we already have. You know, I got to regroup with the guys and regroup with our coaches, and we got to keep pressing forward. You know, we're not going to let the record and where we are dictate how we're feeling about this, because the guys have done great, and I will definitely plead to them, and I'm sure they will respond, because that's the kind of group they've been, and that's who they are. So they'll walk back in here, you know, again on Wednesday when we get ready. We'll get ready for New York, and they'll come out here ready to play.
Hugh, that's two concussions. Yeah. Needs to be extended period set down?
It's a possibility, Tony. You know, we'll see. You know, I'm definitely going to talk to our medical staff because, again, you know, this is about a young man's career and future, so we have to do the right thing.
You know, with Josh, you know, trying to do everything obviously he can to make a play, are you totally fine with everything he did, or did you think that he, at least on that one, may have?
You know, Mary, is tough. You know, until you see the tape, you just said it. I think our players, all of them, not Josh, but I think all of them, they're trying so hard to win, and they're trying to do sometimes more than what they need to. You know, I just think, and that's something I told them as a group, because I know what they're doing. They're trying to win. And sometimes you start thinking you need to do more. I just think you got to do your job to the best of your ability and do that, you know. And let's not let all the other stuff seep in, you know, and start getting in. And I think it is a little bit. And so we got to go fight that. You know, just got to go play and do your job. But it's not from a lack of wanting to, and it's not from a lack of trying. It's just when you get in these situations where things haven't gone well and you feel like, man, I can go make this play and I want to help my team win, so you start doing more. You know, you start trying to be more and do more than what you need to.
Is it extremely difficult to not let things seep in, given the record is what it is?
It is extremely difficult. You know, there's no question it is. I mean, I think we all get that. But, again, you know, I'm going to keep changing hats, psychology hats, whatever hat I got to wear, you know, with this group. As I told them, we're gonna do this the right way. We're going to finish it the right way. We're going to play better. We know we still haven't played a full game yet, you know, and that's what's probably the most disappointing part. What I mean by that, we haven't put together a whole game where we play consistent football, you know, first, second, third, fourth quarter. I think there are some things better in the second half today than it's been in the past. You know, it's like it reverses, it flips, you know. But it's not good enough. You know, I'm not questioning that at all by any stretch. It's not good enough. So we got to get better.
Was the hit that Pryor took just a case of getting the wind knocked out, or was it more?
No, he got the wind knocked out. He'll be fine. Probably a little soon to discuss that, Mary. You know, just, you know, until I know that he's back and playing. But we can protect better, and we will. You know, we can do a lot of things better. It's not just protection. It's running the ball, stopping the run. It's a lot of things that I think we can do better, and that's our charge. We got to go back and do that.